My dear friends, this is Dominic Solo, Christ Intervention Ministries. Always good to be with you. Wow, just take a deep breath. Now, don't get scared. I'm going to bless you in the name of Jesus. I'm going to speak love over you. I'm going to speak an abundant life over you. I'm going to speak over you an inheritance from the throne room of heaven. I'm going to speak over you. You are a child of God. You belong to God. You've been bought with a price if you're a Christian. If you're not a Christian, just ask Jesus Christ to be your Savior. Ask Him to come into your life today. Believe He is the Son of God. Repent for all the mistakes you've made, your sins in your life, and just ask God to fill you up. Ask the Holy Spirit to come in might and power to live inside of you, and you will be bought with a price, and you will no longer be your own. And every time the demonic tries to trespass on you, tell him, stop. I'm the property of God. You can't touch me. You're trespassing on God's property. Thank you, Jesus. I just love that. And you know, so hard for so many people in our nation and other nations to receive a blessing. Oh boy, they can take the sin preaching. You're no good. You're rotten in your bed. But they cannot take the love preaching, the mercy preaching, and the grace preaching. And God said to me, the reason preachers can't preach it is because their soul is so wounded, they can't receive the revelation of God's love. They can't receive the revelation of grace. They can't receive the revelation of His mercy. This unconditional, sacrificial love, they can't handle it. And God went on to tell me, He said, they're so wounded from the people who raised them that when they allow this love to flow into them, it hurts so bad. It is a reference point for the love they've never had. It's a reference point for the love they've never preached. It's a reference point of how far they really are from God, that they want to stay in a place of denial, and they'd rather preach a message about going to hell and sin, and you're not good enough, and you're not given enough money, because when they turn over to the other side and start talking about His love and mercy and grace, they are afraid they're going to start weeping. They're going to afraid they lose control. They're afraid that people say to them, you know, you're a grace preacher now. You're a love preacher. You're a mercy preacher. Well, praise God that they can say that about you, because Jesus Christ was a love preacher. John the Revelator, look at his love messages. He could tell the truth with love. He put that truth in a bunch of honey. You swallow the honey. You got the truth inside of you before you knew him. Who wants to get the truth in an old garbage bag? Who wants to get the truth out of a bunch of mess? Who wants to get the truth coming from somebody who's angry and with a bad attitude? You want your church to grow? You want to make a difference? Then you preach the truth. Brother, you're going to hell. And that's love. I'm telling you that because I love you. Really? Give it a Pentecostal break. That is not love. Hate to see if you hate me. You know something? I'm so tired of people sitting in meetings and going, well, everybody's going to hell. Stop it. I step back. I think for a moment and I say to them, you do realize you're talking about somebody loved ones. You know, you're talking about somebody's daughter, somebody's son, somebody's husband, somebody's wife, and you say it so coldly, and you're telling me the Holy Spirit lives inside of you, the Comforter lives inside of you, the Paraclete lives inside of you. You're saying you understand it's the grace dispensation? Then why are you trying to call down what's in the Old Testament and the New Testament? Are you telling me God's going to break His covenant? See, people don't even understand we're in the New Covenant. They don't even understand about God's love, mercy, and grace. You know why? Because their hearts are hardened. And I pray right now in Jesus' name, your heart is loosened. Your heart is absolutely loosened at this very moment in Jesus' name, that your mind is loosened. Pray any preachers listening, you have been set free. And people who've been under that type of preaching, you're set free. You're set free from condemnation, shame, and guilt. And you step into the glory of Almighty God. You step into His love. You step into His mercy. You step into His grace. This is Dominic Solo, and you can email me at goodnews@gate.net. That's goodnews@gate.net.